And if you've just joined us today here on Midday, it's Midday on the Environment. Today is the 54th observance of Earth Day, which began in 1970. On that first Earth Day, Baltimore had some of the worst air quality in the country. Smog and a thick haze of pollutants regularly obscured the city's skies. Cities like Baltimore across the nation have made strides since then, but air pollution and heat-trapping CO2 remain an enduring problem. An often overlooked source of air pollution and CO2 is from the heating in commercial and residential buildings. Environmental advocates are urging Governor Wes Moore to order the Maryland Department of Environment to lead the country with new standards that would help the state gradually transition away from fossil fuel heating. Ruth Ann Norton is president and chief executive officer of the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative, and she joins me here in Studio A. It's good to see you.
Happy Earth Day, friend. So good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. I'm glad you could come by. So tell us about heat pumps. That seems to be all the rage now.
Well, it is, and for good reason. Not only that they're 2 to 3 times more efficient than gas-powered fossil fuel-burning equipment that you can have in your home, but it is literally not only great for the environment, where 40% of all carbon emissions come from homes and buildings, but it is massively important for your health. We have over 3,500 respiratory events every year from housing that are unfortunately fueled by carbon-emitting appliances in your home. So think asthma, COPD, and other things that can impair your health.
40%?
40% for buildings and residences.
Uh-huh. That's a lot.
It is a lot. If you think about it, if we're removing these carbon-emitting appliances, right, we're going to be removing more nitric oxide from the environment than if we close their power plants.
So if you have like a gas burner in your house to heat your home,
yeah,
or central air conditioning to heat your home or to cool your home in the summer, that is creating carbon as well?
Yeah, so you're breathing in, you know, people think about carbon monoxide, but you're breathing in the nitrous oxides, right? You're also getting dosed with benzene. These things have terrible effects on your respiratory health, on your brain, on your cardiac health, on reproductive health. And by moving those out, right, and creating a more efficient standard, a better energy consumption standard, and great for our environment, we have a direct impact on health, on health cost, on, you know, lowering Medicaid costs, reducing hospitalizations. So there is the reason the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative is in this, right, is driven by two things. Going to heat pumps and electrifying homes is a vast improvement in the health for our children and seniors especially, and we are upgrading the value and stability of housing for the future. So we want to make sure that when people are thinking about, right, when their gas furnace is going down, their water heater, right, their dryers, and even their stoves, as they think about replacement, thinking now about how to move to an electrification standard and start planning that, because that's the technology of the future, but it's for your health today.
How's a heat pump work? It's called a heat pump, but it actually does cooling as well in the hot months.
It's 2 to 3 times more efficient. Right. You can do heating and cooling. And so you get 2 appliances and take it down to 1. And you're able to build into a, you know, better.
So you no longer have air conditioner and heater.
You got it.
You just have this one device.
Absolutely.
And how does it work?
Well, that you're going above my pay grade. You're going to get somebody really good about the technology of how that works. But what, you know, what you got to think about, too, is on your gas heaters and on your oil, right, you have such a high particulate value that's in the air. And recently, the New England Journal of Medicine, I think it was, came out and showed the dramatic reduction of reducing that particulate in the home environment as well. So you're really making that vast improvement on that.
So as we,
but we'll bring the Mitsubishi guys in and others,
and they'll explain how the thing actually works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't use gas. It doesn't use oil. It uses electricity.
Yep.
And you know, sort of, that's the basics of it.
That is the basics of it.
And is it? I mean, like if you've just put in a new gas burner in your home, is it worth it? Is there an economic argument to be made in terms of cost saving? I mean, are they cheaper to operate? Is there an argument to be made to, you know, get rid of your newish gas burner and replace it with a heat pump?
Yes. I mean, there's rebates available, right? And as we have passed even new and power legislation, the Maryland Energy Administration, state of Maryland, moving forward on the goals set by Wes Moore, right, to reduce carbon emissions, we have rebates available. Soon we will have the federal rebates and tax credits that make this incredibly affordable on the appliance side itself, right? But what we are, our organization is on a path to do thousands of homes that we are taking to full electrification in Baltimore. And our initial data shows that we are actually saving people not only through grants to do that work, but they actually have lower heating and cooling bills. And I think, you know, so we are seeing really good positives happening there. And what we're trying to do on this Earth Day is to obviously have the governor act through his executive authority to move us forward on the zero emission heating standard so that we can ensure that no one gets left on a gas island and that we're not, you know, continuing to put gas infrastructure in that we know 3, 5, 10 years from now is going to be outdated for where we have to be for the environment. We're especially concerned about that happening in lower income communities. We have an opportunity to really invest and lead with health, lead with better economic outcomes, equity outcomes for housing, and improve our environment.
And you think the timeline for this, for having gas become a real problem, is 3 to 5 years. It's that soon?
Well, I think that the change in the marketplace, in my view, is moving so quickly, right? And we have to act quickly on the climate issue. We know that. But we've got to hit goals for 2030, 2035, 2040. And what we don't want to do is have people continue to put in new gas infrastructure when we know where we need to be for the environment and where we should be if we're actually thinking about people's health and thinking about the value of their home and the value of the return. And as we see these federal rebates come in the billions of dollars that are going to be hitting our communities, the time to do that is now and not, leave lower income communities behind. When we look at middle and upper income communities in Maryland, we're one of the fastest growing markets for heat pumps for good reason, right? We want everybody to be moving on that for our environment.
Ruth Ann Norton is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. It's midday on this Earth Day. We're talking about the environment. We've talked earlier in the program about the value of offshore wind. We're talking about heat pumps now to heat and cool our homes as the sort of next wave, next gen, devices and next gen technology that we're going to use. So there are those who are pushing the governor to have the Maryland Department of the Environment and the Department of Energy, I guess, make mandatory the use of heat pumps, I guess, in new construction. What's the political appetite for that? What's your take on the governor's proclivity in that regard?
Well, I think on zero emission heating standards, it's in the Climate Pathways plan, the Climate Pollution Reduction Plan that came out from Secretary McClellan at MDE. The governor has the power to do that. The governor has rightly signed the U.S. Climate Alliance for standards. And I think we all know what we need to do, and it takes political will and political leadership that I think Governor Moore has certainly exhibited to do this. And we know it's going to be better for health, economic, and social outcomes, right? So he has the power to do it. He has the plan in place to do it. I'm hopeful that we will see that happen for the right reasons and certainly taking care of our Earth and our humans important.
Ruth Ann Norton is the president and chief executive officer of the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. Thanks so much. We'll stay in touch.
Tom, good to see you.
That's it for us today. And coming up tomorrow, my guest will be Ivan Bates, the Baltimore City State's attorney. We'll discuss juvenile justice and the controversial citation docket, among other topics. Hope you can join me and Baltimore State's attorney Ivan Bates tomorrow on Midday.
This is Baltimore's NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.